And only when I pulled out that CD did I realize those two songs run together on the Neil Young album. So there you go. You got a twisted version of that segue. Got us 4 o'clock right on the nose. Everything's working today. I couldn't be happier. News pointed out the secret trick of this fancy CD player we have, and now all my problems are solved. I think, or most of them anyway. So just made my day. I need all the tools available to do my show. 2 turntables, 3 CD players, 1 microphone, and I can do it. I could get by with 2 CD players, but 3 is nice. What do I have to tell you right now? A bunch. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246BA in Bozeman at 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EAF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And big shout out to all you people out of our broadcast range, but well within our listening range, which is pretty much anywhere in the world. If you have internet, you can hear KGLT. Got a phone, you can hear KGLT. It's that easy. And I need to thank these people for helping us stay on the air. And those people who support KGLT include the Wax Museum, Bozeman's home of vintage sounds, now in their new location at 533 East Mendenhall, specialized in rockabilly, vintage R&B, classic country, and more. Buying and selling used vinyl, CDs, and cassettes open Tuesday through Sunday. They're on Facebook, Instagram, or by phone, 406-404-1617. Bozeman's Tattoo Alley, specializing in full custom tattoos, opening 7 days a week, noon until 8 p.m. at 260 East Main in downtown Bozeman. Information on Facebook and at bozemanstattooalley.com. Phone 522-8287. And last but not least, the Community Food Co-op supporting our community. Co-op Apple a Day donates 10 cents for every bulk apple sold to a different nonprofit. Online at bozo.coop, located 908 West Main and 44 East Main in Bozeman. Now, shall I continue? Yes. Well, I went over to Billings to buy some records, and I was expecting to visit 4 shops, and got to 3. So one of them seems to have moved records to a second-class place. They've turned into a tie-dye incense shop. Fair enough. So that was a bust. And another one is gone. Smiling Dark Records is gone, which is disappointing. So there's more options, the better. But did really well with Cameron, who came down for our record fair last couple of times. Nice little shop. So they said hello. They're looking forward to coming back to Bozeman for the next record fair. And on to the antique store, Oxford Antiques, Alex and Dave. And no way I can twist their arm to come down for the record fair, so you got to get up there. But man, if you like antiques, that's a place to go. And if you like records, it's a nice place to go. They have a lot of stuff, and they're very friendly folks. I spent a good part of the afternoon looking at stuff and wanting to buy lots of things that would fit perfectly in my mid-century modern home. Unfortunately, my MCM home is packed full of vintage things already. So unless I want to trade out, I'm set. But I found out where I can get offload some of my extras. So next time. And the whole point of this is I bought some records. And there's a series on put out by a Rough Guide of blues albums, and I think I have 6 or 7 of them now, and they come out in limited editions, and they're each sort of thematic and really well put together and sound really good. So if you see them, I recommend grabbing them right then, because you might not see it again. I hadn't seen this one before. It's called Country Blues.
Then I went down to that was against my will. I lost every penny that I had in my pocket for the greenback dollar bill. I turned my head, getting to shake my shoulders, thinking I was way behind. But just as I jumped in the kitchen door, boys, I got mine. I got mine. I got mine. Stand around here trying to get some good eat all the time. Ever since that I've been living high, I was living on the chicken and wine. Said I belong to the knockdown side of us. I got mine. Now when the take was brought in, tell me people all began to grin. Now think about the good time dog would have, they couldn't say exactly when. So the man got the turkey right by the neck, but I swung on by. He might thought he had the whole fowling gone, but I got mine. I got mine, boys. I got mine. Around here trying to get some new to eat all the time. Since that I've been living, I've been living off of chicken and wine. Said I belong to the grab side of us. I went off to work early one morning. That's something that never did suit me. While I beamed through the crack back of my old lady sitting on some other man's knee. Snatched off a feeling wrapped across her head and he jumped up and cried. How you been fighting your lady dog on your soul? But I got mine. I got mine. I got mine. Around here trying to get something to eat on. Time. Said ever since that I've been living, I've been living over chicken and wine. Said I belong to the knockdown side of us. I got mine. I went uptown to a little crap game, as there was a police mud band. The man looked at me, never cracked a smile. I couldn't get this fella to a land. So he throws the dice out on the floor, and the thing got fine like nine. But just as the police jumped in the back door, Lord, I got mine. I got mine. I got mine. Around here trying to get some good eat all the time. Then that I've been living, I've been living off of chicken and wine. Said I belong dead and knocked down the side of, but I got mine.
Well, drop down, baby, let you daddy see, something mama keep on worrying me. Mama don't lie me, staying out all night long. Said I may be a mom, may be too long. One day morning, I do just like a squirrel. Grab a limb, my cocky, only word. My mama don't lie me, staying out all night long. She said, son, you may be young, son, woman will treat you wrong. Well, sweetest peaches don't grow on the trees. Sweet honey don't come from the bees. My mama don't lie me, staying out all night long. Say you may be young, some mama may treat you wrong. Well, right here, baby, let your old daddy see. You done something, keep on worrying me. My mama don't lie me, stay out all night long. Say you're awful young, son. Some woman may treat you wrong. Well, Jack of Diamonds told his old Queen of Spades, come on, baby, be on the creeping way. My mama don't love me, stay out of there, though. You may be young, some woman may treat you wrong. that farmer's road. Now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people I show do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more. Well, I know my little baby. This girl don't know what a shape I'm in. You know I haven't had no loving. Boys, you know, and God knows when. Now you know I've just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been. Look out. Won't come down. I feel like crying, but you know the tears won't come down. You know I got a funny feeling. I'ma have to leave your town. Sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. you woman, take one look at mine. She's just as sweet as any angel, wanna love me most all the time.
To the go-go club, they said you had been there and left. You came in all alone, but you didn't leave by yourself. I wanna know, know, darling, why did you stay last night?
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray.
Thank you. I don't know what love is, but I think I must have it bad. Yeah, you know I don't know what love is, people. Oh, but I think I must have it bad. Whatever it is enough to drive old be mad. They say love is just a proposition, fever. It's strictly a game of give and take. They say it's strictly a game of give and take. Well, but my woman took all I gave her. And I'm here to tell you that love proposition stuff's a fake. About the dice.
She just got up early this morning, didn't even say goodbye. But I love you, I love you, you know I love you, baby. Although you made me cry. Yes, there are a lot of women who love me. Oh, but how are you satisfied?
B.B. King from an album called Great Moments With, fabulous little live album. I was looking for that song Gambler Blues because that's the song that Jeff Beck borrowed. Him and Rod Stewart called it Blues Deluxe and put it on Truth. But of course, it's not their song. Jeffrey Rod. They don't get grief for their thefts. Other people from that same circle do. It's very interesting. I guess it depends on how popular you were. Yep. A whole mess of blues, starting from the 1930s. Frank Stokes from the Rough Guide Country Blues album you heard, I Got Mine. Big Joe Williams from a 1955 album I picked up, Piney Wood Blues, you heard Drop Down Mama. Muddy Waters from his album from 60 years ago. Muddy Waters, folk singer, you're My Home Is in the Delta. And his home was in the Delta, Rolling Fork, Mississippi. And if you watch the news, there's that horrible tornado that blew across the Delta and destroyed that town of Rolling Fork. And when I was there in 2018, I took a tour of the Delta with a friend, John Thomas. And there's a pretty serious rainstorm blowing. He said, Ron, keep your eyes out for tornadoes. I'm serious. And that took me back. So I can imagine. It's pretty flat out there. And it's bad news. Sorry state of things. Nothing you can do about tornadoes, is there? Just duck. Slim Harpo. A great single I picked up from Kels over at the Wax Museum last week in a big stack of singles. That was Slim Harpo doing Don't Start Crying. Just one of my all-time favorite songs. And a friend of mine said, that single just jumps out. And I had to actually pot it down a little bit so it wasn't overloading. It's that loud. Amazing. Mid-60s stuff. Another one from around then, though I don't know anything about Crybaby Curtis. The track was called Where'd You Stay Last Night. The other side is sort of a vocal doo-wop thing, but that side is total flat-out blues. I'm going to have to see if Crybaby Curtis did anything else in his career. Don't know. It didn't come up on the Spinatron, so that one fooled it. It's not in the database. T-Bone Walker doing the original Sturm and Monday Blues from a nice compilation I picked up. Finally, I was missing T-Bone Walker in my collection, and I picked up that one. It's called T-Bone Jumps Again. Nice Charlie Kump. And finish up with B.B. King. 4:30. Was that a whole long set? I think it was. I'm going to do another long one, so I'm going to stop here and do all my business. So be patient. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mapbrewing.com. Instagram, Facebook, every great adventure begins with a map. Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman at Bozeman Amber, Hop Zone IPA, and Gallatin Pale Malt. Bozeman's virtual tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. And always thank everybody who supports KGLT, and that includes you, because you've made the effort to listen. And with Fun Drive coming up, I know you'll be ponying up and putting some money where your ears are, as they say. And, you know, we're making it easier and easier. It's only 1 week now. We're going to have all the good stuff, T-shirts and the whole works. And you can give, just donate online. You don't even have to call up, though. I think people actually enjoy the thrill of the chase, calling up and saying hi to us all. We enjoy it, too. So I'll be here spinning records, and we'll have a cast. Cord and the Keo Boys will be answering phones, and I'll be sitting on Thursday night with Cord, helping him out on his fun drive. That's what we do it here. We're all in this together, as they said in that movie, Brazil. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, say thanks a lot for coming around, man. We have one more last song to play. It was really a lot of fun playing, you know, the New Year's, and Happy New Year, and hope you have a whole lot more, millions of them maybe even. Everything what they say is true, we have millions of them. Let's make them good ones. I did a song called Burning Desire. Sorry. One. I'm
wish I could stay down there. But I'm a nightbird flying over the sea. I'm trying not to drown.
Thank you very much and good night. Peace to you.
We're going to open our program with a song that deals with the subject of the possibility of extraterrestrial beings visiting this planet a long time ago. Now, some of you might have read a book called Chariots of the Gods by Eric von Däniken, and there's a little thing in there, it's a picture of this area in the Andes called the Plains of Nazca, ladies and gentlemen. And there's these carvings on the top of the rock that you don't know what they're supposed to be for. It doesn't look like it would have been a road because it doesn't go anywhere. And there's a bunch of them. And some people think, well, maybe it was a landing field. But the carvings are very, very old, and they're very, very big, you know, indicating that the people who made them were highly, they really had their together for the things that carved in the rock. And it's possible that if they were landing fields, that the things that landed on them were not of this earth. And so we have a song which features the lovely voice of Mr. George Duke. And the name of the song is Inca Roads, Take It Away, George. Simply atmospheric introduction.
Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there just to land in the Andes? Was it round? And did it have a motor? Or was it something different? Did a vehicle fly along the mountains and find a place to park itself? Or did someone build a place to leave a space for such a thing?
thank you, honey. Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there? Did a vehicle...
Your nipples are standing up now.
Come from somewhere out there. Did the Indians burst on the bed? Carve up the head. Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there just to land in the Andes? Was it round and did it have a motor or was it something different? Did a vehicle fly along the mountains and find a place to park its off, or did someone build a place or leave a space for such a thing to land? Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there? Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there? Did the Indians first on the bill carve up the hill? Thank you.
somewhere out there just to land in the Andes. Was it round and did it have a motor, or was it something different? Did a vehicle fly along the mountains and find a place to park itself? Or did someone build a place to leave a space for such a thing to land? Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there? Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there? Did the Indians first on the bill far up the hill?
Thank you.
Prison water. you know me, 'cause I don't even know myself. Don't know myself. I don't mind if you try once in a while. Once in a while.
Thank you. That's The Who from 1970, Isle of Wight. Fabulous performance that finally snuck out. They, for years, said, no, it's not good enough. There's problems with the tapes. Well, not really. And there's a video of it, though. A bit is missing from the video, unfortunately. Prime era Who. Doesn't get much better than that. That's a song that was meant for Lifehouse, but ended up as a B-side. It's on their stage show in 70 and 71. A couple other songs. Water, that's another one that circulated and was relegated to B-side status. Pete has that many good songs. What was in there? Start with Spirit from their debut album, McKenna.